The nice weather we've been having means work on the ground is resuming at one of the largest Superfund sites in the nation. The EPA is trying to clear decades of mine pollution from Idaho's Coeur d'Alene River Basin and the upper reaches of the Spokane River. As Jessica Robinson reports, this summer managers are using an environmental remedy you might not expect. Pavement.
Managers on the Superfund site say they'll spend about $8 million this year on new asphalt and concrete on stretches of North Idaho Road. Road crews are scheduled to be deployed to Wallace, Kellogg, and other small towns. Ultimately, officials hope to repair or replace roughly 150 miles of county roads and city streets in the cleanup area. Bruce Schuld of the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality helps oversee the work. He says the problem is that many of the roads were built on top of soil contaminated with lead, zinc, cadmium, and arsenic from the mines.
That contaminated material comes up through the cracks, potholes, etc. And during particularly wintertime, it runs off on the side of the road into people's front yards, or it's being tracked around by people's vehicles, bicycles, shoes, and everything else.
The EPA has been working since the 80s to clean up old mine waste in Idaho's Silver Valley. In Coeur d'Alene, I'm Jessica Robinson.